Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And it is an incredible honor and a moment of joy and excitement for myself to be among you tonight and to see these beautiful faces, bi-ithnillah, faces of people who preach and call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah azza wa jal to accept from us our gathering, to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what I wanted to share with you tonight is a simple yet powerful great hadith of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every single student of knowledge should be aware of, mindful of, and continue to present the meanings of this hadith in his heart and his mind, in every moment of his day and in his life. And this is the hadith that was narrated by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. والحديث is in Sahih al-Bukhari or Sahih Muslim. Very famous hadith. We all know it. We even teach it to our young ones. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever Allah azza wa jal wills good for him, He grants him an understanding of the religion. So what I wanted to share with you is a couple of points that we can benefit and learn from this simple yet powerful great hadith. The first benefit, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we are learning that all matters are in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Since He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ. If Allah Azza wa Jal willed goodness for a person, even when we read this hadith, we stop at the word Allah. And we reflect and we ponder over the fact that all our matters are in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's the one who gives and He's the one who decrees how much you get. And that includes how much knowledge you get. Allah is the one who decrees how much knowledge you will attain in this program and in your life on earth. He decrees how much worship you will do. He decrees how much wealth you will earn. He's the one who bestows for you your health and everything related to your worldly matters and to your matters of the afterlife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, O Messenger of Allah, it is Allah who taught you that which you do not know. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهِ. Allah teaches you. الرَّحْمَانُ عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. It is the most merciful who taught the Qur'an. And in this ayah, there is something amazing we learn that when we are disseminating knowledge and teaching it, it must be with mercy. Because he could have used any one of his 99 names and said, Al-Aziz, Allama al-Qur'an. But he said, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an. Because Qur'an can only be taught with mercy and compassion. And the knowledge of Al-Islam is to be taught in this manner. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when speaking about Isa alayhi salam, وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ It is Allah who taught him the book and wisdom. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said that he, Isa alayhi salam, acknowledged this point. Allah said that about him. And when Isa alayhi salam was born, he said, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِي الْكِتَابِ But this is a reality you're supposed to be mindful of. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا So there is absolutely no doubt that it is Allah Azza wa Jal who teaches you and who gives you knowledge and the understanding of this knowledge. And all of this and how much you acquire of the knowledge is according to how sincere and honest you are in your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. The second benefit, and this carries on from the first, we are learning the importance, therefore, we are learning the importance of relying upon Allah Azza wa Jal. At-tawakkulu ala Allah. And seeking His aid and help and support. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. Be concerned with that which benefits you. Meaning turn away from things that do not benefit you. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ And seek Allah Azza wa Jal's help, aid and support. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Mu'adh and says to him one day, O Mu'adh, I love you for Allah. So do not forget that you say at the end of a salat, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, help me, support me, enable me, that I continuously remain in your remembrance. A'inni ala dhikrik. A'inni, this idea of a'inni. Give me the support and the help. Because our first point was what? That the knowledge Allah is going to teach you. Our second point is, therefore you realize the importance of relying upon Allah. You need His support and aid to teach you, so that you can learn and understand and apply this knowledge. Allah Azza wa Jal, He helps us seek the knowledge. He helps us by giving us the guidance. He helps us by enabling us to continue to seek knowledge. It is one thing to seek knowledge, it's another thing to continue to seek knowledge. How many people attend a lecture or a series and by the second or third lesson, and as you move on, the numbers begin to dwindle and reduce. So we need Allah's support. The weak one needs support. Allah Azza wa Jal is the source of all strength. And also we need the help of Allah Azza wa Jal to keep away from us all distractions. Because along the way as you're seeking knowledge, there is going to be tons of distractions. And social media doesn't make it any easier in this day and age that we live in. I used to attend university many years ago. I used to notice students in the back playing with their phones. He's in the class learning and he's distracted by his phone. Said, this person hasn't received Allah Azza wa Jal's help to keep the distractions away. And my brothers and sisters, in Islam, there's a principle. The more beloved a deed is to Allah, the stronger the evil whispering of a shaytan upon such a person. And there is nothing more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than a slave fulfilling his purpose in life, and that is to seek knowledge. For indeed, seeking knowledge is a purpose of life, not just worshipping Allah. How can you worship Allah without knowing how to worship Him? The first purpose of life was to learn. The second one was to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. The more beloved a deed is to Allah, the stronger and stronger the evil whispering of a shaitan. And that's why before we seek knowledge, and the greatest knowledge is the knowledge of the Quran, we're supposed to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Haven't you realized that? We don't say that for any other worship. We say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Reminding ourselves that the greatest enemy between me and this knowledge is a shaitan al-rajim. Al-Wazir ibn Hubayra rahimahullah, he says, the first thing that the shaitan distracts the human being from is knowledge, because the shaitan knows that is where their guidance is. So he keeps him away from it. And similarly, the more hated a deed is to Allah, also the stronger the whispering of the shaitan pulling this servant to do that sin. So we definitely need the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, because the distractions are many, especially for a student of knowledge, and they are many and many. And we're still on this point of a tawakkul ala Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in Madarij al-Salikin, he says something beautiful I had never heard of before reading it. He said, just like a person has tawakkul upon Allah Azza wa Jal in matters of this dunya, so we have tawakkul ala Allah in our provision, in our rizq, that He protect our families and all these worldly related matters. He said, the slave should also have tawakkul ala Allah fil ibadah. We should rely upon Allah Azza wa Jal in our worships as well. How many of us have ever thought of this? Like, you're coming to seek knowledge and you are relying upon Allah as you're fulfilling this good deed. The fact that you're relying upon Allah Azza wa Jal, that He teach you, that He allow you to benefit from what you learned, that He make what you learn a witness for you on the Day of Judgment, that He forgive your sins as a result of seeking knowledge, for indeed seeking knowledge is a means of purifying the heart and earning forgiveness. So how many of us can recall these matters and understand that just like we do tawakkul in matters of this dunya, we're supposed to also have tawakkul in matters related to worship. Tawakkal ala Allah when you pray, relying upon Allah that He'll accept it despite the shortcomings and that He'll grant you the paradise from His mercy. Tawakkal ala Allah in all your matters. So be aware of this matter. Number three, this is the third benefit. After at-tawakkul, we learn from this hadith the importance of making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is very important, especially in the life of a student of knowledge. Mutarraf ibn Shakhir, which is a tabi'i, rahimahullah, he said, ta'ammaltu fil khayr. I pondered over matters of goodness. فَرَأَيْتُ أَنَّهَا كَثِيرًا. I realized that they are so many. Fasting, salat, zakat, goodness to the parents, too many. فَوَجَدْتُ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. And I realized that all of this goodness is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَأَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّ الدُّعَاء مِفْتَاحُ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. And I was absolutely certain that supplicating Allah is the key to all goodness. For dua is very important, especially for a student of knowledge. And that is why An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would continuously ask Allah for an increase in knowledge by saying, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And Salama radiallahu anha narrates that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a special dua after every salat al-fajr of every day. So this one is a dua that is done after salat al-fajr every day. And that is that he would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Oh Allah, I ask you beneficial knowledge and lawful provision and righteous accepted deeds. And this is not just a hadith in where we utter on our tongues and we forget. This is a huge hadith that is teaching us these are the three goals of the day. This is what you want to achieve every single day. You want to achieve beneficial knowledge, because there is non-beneficial knowledge. So within this, you're asking Allah to protect you from that which is non-beneficial and lead you to that which is beneficial. And beneficial knowledge is the knowledge that is implemented. Otherwise, if it's not implemented, it's just called information in your head. It's not called knowledge. It's called information. He would ask Allah for these three matters. And do you notice how the first one was asking Allah for beneficial knowledge? He asked for it first because it was the most important of the three. In fact, when I have beneficial knowledge, I can then differentiate between lawful provision and unlawful provision. Right? And then if I gain my lawful provision, I can then spend the rest of my time worshipping Allah, hoping that it's accepted because my provision is halal. You see how they connect with one another? Beautiful. So, seeking knowledge is an absolute must every single day. If the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah for that, you and I should be asking Allah a lot more for this. But the sunnah is once. And after Salat al-Fajr, So it's included in Adhkar al-Sabah, but more specifically, it's after the Fajr prayer. طيب. Number four, what we benefit from this hadith, is that if you find yourself attracted and attached to seeking knowledge, the gatherings of knowledge, and you find joy and excitement in this. If someone gifted you a book of knowledge and you found joy and excitement, you can't wait to read it and to benefit from it, then this is a great sign of your piety and righteousness. Because in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran." If Allah wanted good for a person, if Allah wanted that person to be chosen, special in the sight of Allah, He'll give him an understanding of a deen. So if you find excitement and joy and you cannot wait and you come early to the lectures and you open your ears and you want to grasp as much knowledge as you can and you fight and you struggle against your nafs, despite at moments you may not understand, moments may be boring and dull, right? Like the subject you are taking now, Usul al-Fiqh. But if you persevere and you show excitement and happiness and eagerness, wallahi, it's not the fact that you'll put a smile on your teacher's face, but it is Allah Azza wa Jal from above seven heavens that will be pleased with you. Because that would be a great sign of piety and righteousness. And opposite to this, my brothers and sisters, is also true. If you find yourself disinterested and unconcerned for knowledge and the gatherings of knowledge and sitting at the feet of the scholars and reading books that may enhance your faith and your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, then that is not a good sign for your piety and righteousness. So we've got to be careful with this point. As we said, it's a purpose in life to seek knowledge. How can you be this?
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Interested in that. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin wa min al-ardi mithlahum yatanazzalu al-amru baynahun. For what? Lita'lamu He created the entire heavens and the earth and everything in between them. What was the purpose of all that? So that you can learn. أن الله على كل شيء قدير. So that you can learn. Allah has ability over all things. And that Allah Azza wa Jal has encompassed knowledge of all things. وأن الله بكل شيء عليم. وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. There's a purpose in life. How can you be disinterested and unconcerned? إذن, we need to show interest. And why would the heart be disinterested and unconcerned for knowledge? Why? Why do you think someone would have this interest in knowledge and not care and find that they are like, yani, can't wait to get out of here, I'm not excited about this? Why? You know why? Because the heart has been polluted and corrupted. And what polluted the heart? What corrupted the heart? Listen to this very carefully. Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Luqman, He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, from among mankind, there are those who purchase idle, useless, vain speech. Notice, يَشْتَرِي, يَشْتَرِي. Meaning he's taking money out of his pocket and he's putting effort and running after and purchasing useless speech. Distracting speech. Lahu is something that distracts. And you know what that means? If I'm purchasing distracting speech, that means it's distracting me from something I should be upon. What should I have been engaged with? I should have been engaged with Ahsan al-Hadith. I should have been engaged with the best of speech, which is the word of Allah. Allahu nazzala Ahsan al-Hadith. Yet from among mankind, and by the way, this is free. Among mankind are spending money and effort running after Lahu al-Hadith. The subscriptions on Netflix, the subscription on this Flix and that one. Buying it with his money. Subscription on Spotify and buying this music album and that one. Buying exclusive podcasts that discuss kufr and atheism. Purchasing it with his money. لأنه له الحديث is distracting speech that affects the heart, the emotions, like music and so on, and distracts the mind, plays with the ideology, like atheism and all these podcasts that go around discussing and reshaping people's ideology and understanding of this worldly life. That's lahu al-hadith. And they purchase it, their heart is affected, their mind is affected, actually infected, and this one's infected. And what's the end result? Allah says, لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَامُ الْعَاقِبَةِ. Meaning the end result, he'll be misguided from the path of Allah. Not only that, it gets worse. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَى. وَيَتَّخِذْ سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ هُزُوَى. He begins to mock the guidance. Mock the ayat and the ahadith. That's the end road. He believes that I'm the one to humiliate Islam. So you know what he deserved? فَبَشِّرُهُ بِعَذَابٍ مُهِينٍ. Give him the good news of a humiliating punishment. جَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. Okay, watch this now. Next ayah, Allah said, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا. When the guidance is recited, when the Qur'an is recited, you know how he behaves? وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا. He turns away with arrogance. كَأَنْ لَمْ يَسْمَعْهَا, as though he did not hear it. كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا, as though there's heaviness in his ears. He's disinterested. He's unconcerned. But I tell you why. Why is he not interested? Since this is the ayat of Allah. There's a sweetness to it. This is the word of Allah. How can he be disinterested? I'll tell you why. Pay attention. I'll connect the two ayat for you. But I'm going to give you an example first. I'm going to use someone. Someone put his hand up. Yalla. Habib Nadeh, what's your name? Huh? Ghalib. Ghalib, can you please tell me what's the favorite food and meal you love? Biryani, Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, biryani. Akhuna loves biryani with meat or chicken? Meat. Okay. Let's say I invited this brother to my house and I fed him chicken burgers, pizza, pasta, fed him this stuff. And he became so full from it. Then let's say I gave you a plate of biryani meat after you're full. Be honest. Can you eat it or not? No. He can't eat it because he's full. Some of mankind have filled their hearts and their mind with lahu al-hadith. So when the Quran is recited, he turns away. His heart, his mind is already occupied. Even though it's beautiful, but he cannot, he knows it's good. But khalas, his heart is full with other crappy stuff. So that's why he shows a disinterest. So we need to be honest with ourselves. Don't be a hypocrite. Be honest. Find deep in yourself. Are you showing disinterest in this knowledge and this guidance? If that's the case, clear your heart. Clear your shelf. Clear your playlist. Throw out lahu al-hadith. And if you do that, you'll find an interest, a love for seeking knowledge. The ulama, they say knowledge is something sacred. And it needs a pure heart. We cannot put sacred knowledge in a filthy heart. Won't fit, won't work. That's why the first rule, as Sheikh Al-Usaymi mentions in his book, he says, the first rule for seeking knowledge, تطهير وعاء العلم, to purify the vessel of knowledge. Yeah, purify it. We have to purify it. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, he says in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, when he spoke about the Quran, he said what? لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. So أنتم ما شاء الله, first year students, this ayah is used as evidence for what? Someone help us. What is it used as evidence for what? مسألة فقهية, touching the Quran. You need to have what? Wudu before you touch the Quran. Okay? وهذا, what madhab said this? Huh? Huh? You haven't taken it yet? Ya Sheikh Amran. Four madhab. All of them. Wala la. Sah. All of them say you have to make wudu. But Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah had something interesting to add. Like you'd never ever think of it before you read what he said. He said, and it's also true, that the Qur'an will only touch the pure heart. لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. The heart that is pure, the Qur'an will touch it, to make contact with it. And such a person will find joy and excitement. Allah Azza wa Jalla at the same time, he said, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِي الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ. I'm going to keep my ayat away from those who are arrogant. And arrogance is what? A disease and a sickness of the heart. So, if it's not pure, the ayat are going to stay away. So work on this. Work on this. That's why أعمال القلوب وفق النفوس وتزكية النفس was a great deal among the ulama. You understand why it was a great deal? Sheikh, the program of التزكية, what are you taking that? What books? رياض الصالحين. You're doing this, تزكية النفس. Study these and pay attention. Battle, keep battling your nafs until you purify it, until you begin to find interest in knowledge. And wallahi, if you do, seeking knowledge will not be for ease. Seeking knowledge will be a lifetime until you meet Allah Azza wa Jal. That's how the attitude would be if the heart is clean. Number five, my brothers and my sisters in Islam, we learn from this hadith, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. The vast majority, when they hear this hadith, they think that Allah will give them an understanding of the deen والفقه is الصلاة and زكاة and fasting and all the practical aspects of العبادة. And this is completely wrong. الفقه includes the theoretical aspect of Islam and the practical aspect of Islam. So when you study matters related to al-aqidah, that's also fiqh for deen. In fact, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was the first to coin that knowledge, aqidah knowledge, as al-fiqh al-akbar, the greater of both fiqhs. This is the greatest. Of course it is. The understanding of Allah Azza wa Jalla, His names and attributes and actions. So don't lose focus. When you're studying al-fiqh, when you're studying al-aqidah, that definitely enters primarily in this hadith of مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. And the evidence for this is the hadith of Jibreel رضي الله عنه, when he asked the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Ihsan? In the end, the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the companions, هذا جبريل أتاكم what? يعلمكم دينكم. So when he said, when he answered in Islam, that's the practical aspect. As-salat, as-siyam, as-zakat, wal-hajj. When he answered al-iman, that's what? The theoretical aspect. And then he taught him al-ihsan, which is enhancing your worship and perfecting it to the point as though you see Allah, and if you cannot see Him, then He sees you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the evidence. See the hadith? The hadith, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered the practical aspect of Islam, the theoretical aspect of Islam, and he called all that deen. So yufaqihu is understanding al-aqidah wa al-jurisprudence. And number six, and this is the final benefit that we take from this hadith, is the importance of at-tafaqquh. At-tafaqquh means understanding. Seeking knowledge is not just about memorizing. Yufaqqihu, not, and he makes him memorize. Yufaqqihu, he grants him understanding. That's the sign of piety and righteousness. So it's not just about memorizing, rather it also includes the understanding aspect. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla, in many places of the Quran, He said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ كِتَابٌ أَنزَلَّهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. Why don't they understand the Quran? Why do they not ponder over the Quran? That's the point of it, right? So that's the tafaqquh, the understanding aspect. Well, mashallah, this is the role of your teachers. What you have in your book, or what you have between your hands, is a book. But you can memorize that, you can read that. But most importantly, the understanding. So every time you walk in the classroom, you're remembering, يُفَقِّهُ, I need to be he, to attain التَّفَقُّه فِي الدِّينِ, the understanding. The understanding requires a teacher. That's how it's always been. Even the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a teacher. That was Jibreel and Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Sahaba had a teacher, the best of all, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With Tabi'un, they had a teacher, and that was the Sahaba. And every generation taught the others. So don't fool yourself to think I can understand on my own in this day and age of YouTube and WhatsApp and TikTok. People that take their deen from TikTok, see what's happened. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, نَبَّرَ اللَّهُ مْرِئًا سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي فَحَفِظَهَا فَوَعَاهَا فَأَدَّهَا كَمَا سَمِعَهَا. May Allah Azza wa Jal brighten the face of a person who heard my words. So that's the first stage. You got to hear. Then, حَفِظَهَا, memorize the knowledge. فَوَعَاهَا, then he understood it. See that? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us stage by stage. Listen, memorize, understand. فَأَدَّهَا, disseminate, teach, preach. And understanding is closely related to what? Application. Understand. Why do you understand something? The purpose of understanding something is to apply it, right? That's why al-ulama, they said that tadabbur is of stages. The first stage of a tadabbur is to understand. And the highest form of tadabbur is to do what? To implement. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, وَمَا تَدَبُّرُ آيَاتِهِ إِلَّا بِاتِّبَاعِهِ. The only aspect of tadabbur that is required is to follow through in these ayat and to apply. So understanding and application is related to each other. Implementing. Otherwise, يعني, if you don't implement the knowledge, you become similar to Ahlul Kitab. Because حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةِ, right? They were given the books. Allah Azza wa Jal described it like books, scriptures on top of a donkey. Donkey doesn't benefit from it because he doesn't apply anything of it. So, and you know, in Surah Al-Fatiha, we always ask Allah, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Save us from the path of al-maghdoob alayhim. Because the path of al-maghdoob alayhim was many things, and from that was to seek knowledge and not apply it. وَالضَّالِّينَ, the other group, their path was to worship without seeking knowledge. So the Muslim is as-sirat al-mustaqim, which is al-Islam obviously, but what it means is the more knowledge, the more action. That's the balance. So there's people, action, no knowledge. There's people, knowledge, no action. The people of Islam, the more knowledge, the more action. Balance it out like this. Well, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he said, مَا كَتَبْتُ حَدِيثًا إِلَّا عَمِلْتُ بِهِ. There is not a single hadith I wrote except that I applied. You know, Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, 30,000 plus a hadith. And he even mentioned, he said, I wrote a hadith in where احتجم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعطى الحجام دينارا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم performed حجامة, and he gave the one who did حجامة one dinar. So Imam Ahmad said, I went and did حجامة and I gave him one dinar. Application. Of course, يعني, what's obligatory, you must apply. And what is nafil, يعني, you could apply once, many times in your life. And what the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeated in terms of a nawafil, then that also should be repeated. And the final point was that tafaqquh fi al-deen also includes preaching. So we said it includes understanding and it also includes what? Preaching. This is the final point. Where is the dalil for this, the evidence? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنْذِرُوا. A group of people should go learn, and then when they come back, after they've understood their deen, they should warn their people when they return to them. So التفقه والإنذار was connected. Allah Azza wa Jal said about Isa alayhi salam, وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَرَسُولًا. He teaches him. And after the teaching, he became a rasul, a preacher, calling people to the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are some beneficial points related to the hadith I wanted to share with you. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us a good understanding of our deen. I ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve the knowledge in our hearts, in our minds, and to allow us and to enable us to act upon that which we know. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless you all, to bless your teachers and strengthen them and power them, inshaAllah ta'ala, to continue to teaching you. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.